when it came to the English language newsletter by Simon Wallace. The major contributors to Afghanistan's reconstruction have declared that they will continue to pour aid into the country, yet stopped short of making the kind of long-term financial commitment sought by the country's beleaguered government. Instead of $28 billion over the next 7 years, they have pledged $8 billion over the next 3 years. With reconstruction moving slowly and Afghanistan plagued by violence, the government of President Hamid Karzai wanted to use the conference to nail down as many aid commitments as possible for as long as possible. But even before the donors' conference opened in Berlin, it was clear that the Afghan government would come nowhere near the money sought for the next 7 years. The lead sponsors of the event sought to stiffen the resolve of their international contributors by warning of what would follow if they pulled out. President Hamid Karzai warned that drugs are undermining the very existence of the Afghan state, and that the problem was too big for his government to handle alone. While the $8 billion contribution was widely called significant and hailed as a conference success, with regional warlords yet to be disarmed, a Taliban-led insurgency persisting, runaway drug production, and concerned elections mainly to precarious security, it wasn't clear whether the donation would significantly alleviate Afghanistan's enormous problems. Extremism is on the rise in the United States, and the upcoming testimony before the 9/11 Commission by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. In testimony that may come as early as next week, Rice is expected to face a grilling from commissioners about inconsistencies in the way she and other members of the Bush administration have portrayed events prior to the attacks. Among the issues she will have to clarify are whether administration officials were focused so intently on Iraq that they failed to pay enough attention to the threat of terrorism, when the administration put in place a plan to combat Al-Qaeda, and what the president knew about Al-Qaeda before September the 11th. In attacking former counterterrorism official Richard Clark's book criticizing the Bush team's handling of the terrorism threat, Rice contradicted herself and other administration officials, and in turn has been contradicted by others who testified on behalf of the White House. AP, or Associated Press, and the Chicago Tribune's Thursday edition quoted Commission Chairman Thomas Keene saying that his panel will have to clear up those discrepancies as best it can. The Washington Post noted Thursday that on September the 11th, 2001, the National Security Advisor was to outline a Bush administration policy that would address current and future threats, but the focus was largely on missile defense, not terrorism from Islamic radicals. The Post reported that according to former U.S. officials who have seen the text, the address had contained no mention of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, or Islamic extremist groups. And the newspaper added that a review of major public pronouncements on the first 8 months of 2001 found relatively few extensive statements by Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, or Rice about Islamic extremist groups. That's all we have time for today, April 3rd. Once again, the headlines. Cuba rejects new U.S. bioweapons charge. International court rules the United States is in violation of human rights of Mexican nationals on death row. And Iraq insurgency attack continues near Fallujah following grisly killing and mutilation of four American contractors in that town.